Okay, we're in Drosh HaSaran, continuing in the Drosh HaShmini, in the Mosad Rav Kook's one page, Shin Yud Zayin. So last time we were talking about Mazel, and how it works, and the Ran had quoted the Gemara that has the Machlokas between Rabbi Chanina and Rabbi Yochanan about Mazel, the Gemara in Shabbos and Kuf Nun Vav, and that Rabbi Chanina says that Mazel gives wisdom and riches, and there's Mazel Yisrael. Rabbi Yochanan says, no, there's not Mazel Yisrael. And the Ran understands that to mean Rabbi Yochanan is not completely arguing with Rabbi Chanina. Everyone agrees Mazel, in other words, what zodiac, what star you're born under, your Mazel, which has nothing to do with you, whether you do mitzvahs or averus. So Mazel does affect people. It affects their parnasa. It affects their how long they live, b'nichayim zona, your children. It affects lots of things. But what Rabbi Chanina and Rabbi Yochanan argued about is, can you change it? Everyone agrees Mazel works. It's just a matter of whether through your tefillah and stuck and things like that, you can overcome it. So he's going to get more into that now. So the Ran says, there's something difficult we need to explain here. It appears from Rabbi Chanina, sounds like from the first opinion of Rabbi Chanina, who holds there is Mazel, so Mazel does, what star your zodiac you're born under does control things, that it must control it, and there's nothing you can do about it. Yesha shishtanim shumpanim ayidid tzedakah tefillah. It sounds like, from Rabbi Chanina, that all the tzedakah and tefillah in the world won't change your setup in this world if you're born under a mazel of being poor or unwise. All the tzedakah and tefillah in the world wouldn't help, because that's your mazel. That's what it sounds like for Rabbi Chanina. That's what Rashi says. That's clear from the Gemara there. He can't say Rabbi Chanina meant that the Mazel just gives people a predisposition to, or a more likelihood, or for to go in a certain path, and that somehow through mitzvahs you can get out of that predestined path. Because the Gemara says there that Shmuel must also disagree with Rabbi Chanina, just like Rabbi Yochanan disagrees with Rabbi Chanina and says, Ein Mazel Yisrael, Shmuel must disagree too, and it gives a story there about someone who had a mazel to die, and they did mitzvahs, and they survived. And Rabbi Kiva, Nami, Ein Mazel Yisrael, another story with Rabbi Kiva, similarly. It's clear that the fact that someone had a mazel or something bad to happen to them, and they did a huge super mitzvah, and that super mitzvah allowed them to not get that thing, that bad thing to happen to them. The Gemara says, Shmuel, who said that, Rabbi Kiva, who said those stories, proves in Mazel Yisrael, that means Rabbi Chanina, said that nothing can change it. So Rabbi Yochanan, who holds that there's no Mazel Yisrael, so he holds that, of course, there's a thing called Mazel. It does affect that if your Mazel is if the person's mazel is that they'll be rich. And it's only through doing some terrible avera that would change it, and vice versa. If they have a mazel that they'll be poor no matter what, unless they do a big mitzvah to change it. If so, Rabbi Chanina, shecholik alav, Rabbi Chanina, who argues and says, even that's not true, in Mazel Yisrael, v'omer yesh Mazel Yisrael, he says, yesh Mazel Yisrael, yitzarech lo meshapol amarechus bedvar me'elo, yevshesh yishtana. Must be Rabbi Chanina holds, if you're born under a certain mazel, it's impossible to change, no matter what kind of tzaddik you are. V'imkein yikshe inyani yehudi ator, bedvar magashmi, imkarich esyam v'abriyas v'oshav tzalasim. If so, according to Rabbi Chanina, how does he understand? The whole Torah says, if you keep my mitzvahs, you'll live a long life, you'll have a lot of money, all the good things you'll have if you keep my Torah. What do you mean? You just told me Mazel controls your parnasa, Mazel controls how long you live. So according to Rabbi Chanina, if all the mitzvahs in the world won't help you, so what does the Torah mean when it promises you all these rewards in this world if you follow the Torah and punishments if you don't? According to Rabbi Chanina, it's all based on what star or constellation you're born with, whatever mazel you're born under. So whatever mazel you have is not going to be changed by all your mitzvahs and averus. So tefillah won't help either with any of this. This needs to be explained. Now, it should just be pointed out, I think, that the Ran has a certain understanding of mazel that is purely just what star you are under and has no other, or at least he doesn't provide any other explanation. If you look in the Das Tfunos, you'll see that the Ramchal has a different view of mazel and its purpose and how it really everything works out with mazel, but that's not for this discussion. But the way the Ran is describing mazel, it's purely, I guess he's not really explaining why Hashem made mazel, which is maybe where you would look for the Das Tmunos to see why mazel was created. It was to even things out and make us all come to the Mashiach. You could look there for the whole long story. But the Ran just explaining that there is a thing called mazel. For whatever reason, Hashem wanted mazel to be in the world. So, but if Rabbi Chinin is right, and it's impossible to change, so then how could the Torah promise you if you do mitzvahs, you'll have a lot of parnasa, or if you do averus, you won't. It should all be mazel. Or a long life, which also is in the things that are controlled by mazel. So, v'hatshuva bezetzli, so the Ran says, I think the answer is,
a person can be saved from what mazel will do, was going to do to them in one of two ways. One of them is,
either you'll be in a place where that mazel doesn't affect people, you, or you'll be in that place of, but you'll prepare yourself in a way that you'll be impervious to the mazel. In other words, we're not attacking the mazel. A person can get out of what mazel will do to them by either being in a place where that mazel has no effect, or by somehow protecting themselves from that mazel. That's one way of doing it. V'hasheni, the second way is, shem heyos, that even if a person finds themselves in a place where the mazel should have affected them, that you will beat the mazel. You'll conquer it. Right? There's, in other words, the two ways, if you don't mind the mashal of football, right? When you're playing football, you catch the ball and you want to run to the touchdown. So you got to get through the whole opposing team. So there's two ways to do that. One is to avoid the opposing team who's trying to tackle you. The other way is to not avoid them and run right through them. So those are the two ways that he's talking about with mazel. You could either somehow avoid the mazel by either being in a place where it doesn't have its power or somehow protecting yourself from it. And the second way is to conquer it, to beat it. Now again, he hasn't explained yet what any of that means. But those are generally two ways. And now he's going to give you his, the Ran has this mashal, kasher nomer derech mashal, the Ran has his mashal, sh'adam yachali natzol misreifas eish, elechad mishim panam. You can protect yourself from fire in one of two ways. Echad, one way is, k'she yisrachik mimenu v'yamud b'makam l'suchal eish l'asas roshem bo. One place is to put yourself in a place where the fire cannot get to you, or cannot hurt you. O'shiyosach dam salmandrik deishaleya tezikinu eishim eyosa sorfa b'kocha. Or that even if the fire can get to you, but you are wearing a fireproof suit, so that even though the fire is going to be around you, it's not going to affect you because you're wearing fireproof clothing, so it can't affect you. He talks about the blood of the salamander, that was what it did. So you somehow fireproof yourself. That's the first way he explained. And the second way he was trying to say was, Shiyama b'makum tiru shemes bo, ilu tishar al kocha. Second way is to stand in a place where the fire should have affected you, but you will just put out the fire. Attack the fire, conquer the fire, you'll put it out. That's the second way of beating it. So these are the two ways of beating mazel. And Rabbi Chanina is going to agree to one of them, Rabbi Yochanan is going to think that both work. One is, so either you'll not be in a place where the mazel can affect you, or if you are standing in a place where mazel can affect you, shiyasa eze poal, that you'll do something asher besibas poalahu leyirshimbo hamazel roshem ra. You'll somehow do something that can prevent you from being affected by the mazel. Even though you're not hurting the mazel, you're not overcoming the mazel, you're just fireproofing yourself somehow. Kasher no mar alatzana mazel, like we'll say as a parable, shim hamarechas tischayev chom chazak sarev. If you're in a situation where the mazel or the place where you're in will make it very hot, shishnage shuban haga hakarach yinatzam erosham hamazel mabilti shiyipasikoach hamazel v'yechlash. So you're in a place where the mazel is to be very hot, and you act in a way to be not hot. You drink a lot of cold drinks, whatever. So then you're not destroying the mazel, you're just fireproofing yourself. So if there's a mazel
that a certain town is going to be, everyone's going to be in pain from the heat, but you've already stocked up on ice, so you're not going to be in pain from the heat. And this way you got out of the mazel without directly taking it on. So that's one way to beat a mazel. So on that way, Rabbi Chanina and Rabbi Yochanan were not arguing. They both agree to that. So that's how what the Torah says can be true when it says if you do mitzvos that you'll get schar in this world. Because even Rabbi Chanina, who holds there is mazel Yisrael and you can't beat mazel, but you can be saved from what Mazel was going to do to you. Hashem will put in your heart how to get around the Mazel. Even though nothing's going to happen to the Mazel, Hashem will put it in your head. If Hashem knows that there's a Mazel, that this town should be hit with a heat wave, and it'll be so hot that people are going to get sunstroked and sick and everything, and that's part of your mazel, but you're a super tzaddik, what will Hashem do? Hashem will put it in your head that you feel like you just need some water the day before, and you're afraid that they're going to be out of water. Hashem will put it in your head that you need to stock up on water, and then it won't affect you. So that's the idea. That's how you could be saved from whatever mazel there is, sickness or whatever. Hashem could put it in your head to do the right things, and you won't know why you're doing it, and Hashem will know why you're doing it. So you can get out of mazel that way. And Ibn Ezra talks about this as well. That's the pshat in all the Torah's promises, and davening to Hashem, and all means you're going to daven to Hashem, that Hashem should send you the siyata d'shmaya to make the right decisions, even though you don't realize why you're making them. But if you're going to beat the mazel, not get around the mazel, but beat the mazel because of your schus, the fact that someone could have enough schusim to beat a mazel, not that he's going to fireproof himself, but he's actually going to take it on directly, that the mazel will not happen. Like when you're thrown in a fire, nature says you should be burnt, and Hashem made an ace that they beat the fire. The fire wouldn't affect them. They didn't fireproof themselves at all. They just beat it. They jumped into the fire, didn't do anything to fireproof themselves. Even so, the fire did not affect them. If there's such a thing by mazel, whether that can be true by mazel, that's what Rabbi Chanina and Rabbi Yochanan disagree about. Rabbi Chanina says that is impossible. You can't beat mazel. Hashem didn't set it up that people can beat mazel. Rabbi Yochanan says, yes, you can. The mitzvah can take on the mazel. To protect the evil from this person who is a tzaddik. The sugya shem b'Shabbos mechachaskin. The sugya Shabbos is clear like this. Shomer shem, because Gemara says there. Vaf Rav Savar in Mazel Yisrael. Even Rav holds his no Mazel Yisrael. Dami Yehuda Marav, because Yehuda said in the name of Rav, minayin shin Mazel Yisrael. How do you know that there's no Mazel Yisrael? Shenemar v'yotzi eso achutza, because it tells the story about Avram, that Avram saw he couldn't have kids. The pasuk says v'yotzi eso achutza v'yomer betna Hashem. Hashem took Avram outside and says, look to the skies. Amar lefanav. Avram said to Hashem, Ribono shel olam, nistakalti bistaknina sheli b'ni roi liyosli bein. I checked my astrology, I checked my mazel, and I can't have kids, according to mazel. Amar lo, Hashem said to Avram, teimi tztaknina shelcha, shein mazel Yisrael. He said, stop looking at astrology. There's no mazel Yisrael. My daitech, what do you think? The koi tzedek b'marav, because you were born where the mazel of tzedek was in the west, I'm going to put it in the east. And that's what the pasuk says. Okay, so the pasuk shows that Hashem moved the mazel. Hashem didn't put it into Avram's head ways of getting around the mazel. Hashem changed the mazel itself, so that the mazel couldn't affect Avram.
So that's the part that they argue about whether you can do that. So to all the other stories there, Shamu Midshmul Nami Mazal Yisrael, Midrabbi Kiva Nami Mazal Yisrael, Rabbi Nachman Yitzchak Min Mazal Yisrael, all the stories the Gemara there brings where people should have been affected by Mazal and they weren't. Kula Mazal Derech, they're all in this way. Shahamitzvah Haisim Vatelas Kocha Mazal Mibilti Imsoyach, that the mitzvah itself would destroy the Mazal, not get around the Mazal, but overcome the Mazal without anything else. So if you hold in Mazal Yisrael, which we do hold, so then through Torah and Mitzvot, you can overcome your Mazal. Okay. Still, it is agreed upon between the Chachmi Yisrael. Everyone agrees, though, that what happens in this world is affected by the stars, by astrology, by what goes on in the heavens. If you don't have a special mitzvah, special schus to overcome mazel, then mazel does affect you, and that everyone agrees to. What comes out from that is, if you're not enough of a tzaddik, that you, Hashem, is going to change the way the stars are positioned, or things in the stars for you, or the other way, where you, if you're a big enough tzaddik, that Hashem deals with you with a hashkacha pratis, where he's connected to you, that Hashem puts it in your head to not get on the flight, and you don't know why you don't want to get on a flight, and then the flight crashes. That kind of hashkacha pratis. You have to be a big tzaddik for both of those. Either to Hashem should change the mazel, or the other way that we had discussed that everyone agrees to, where Hashem can put it in your mind to not be on the plane. The plane's going to crash. Mazel would say you're just one of the people who happened to be on that thing. Mazel says you're supposed to die on that plane. So if you're a tzaddik, Hashem will put it on you in your head, a super tzaddik, Hashem will put it on your head to, for whatever reason, miss the plane, or decide to go to the bathroom and then makes you miss the plane, whatever the case is. So you need a special schus, though, to get out of that. If you don't have one of those possibilities, it comes out, we're saying, therefore, if you're not a super tzaddik, then Hashem puts in your head certain things so that Hashem wants to actually change the stars for you. So then it sounds like it's saying, well, then if you are going to get on that plane, you're going to get killed, even though you weren't chayiv misa, you weren't supposed to be killed, just because Mazel is going to make you killed. I mean, pnei ze amar Abuseinu, if so, that's why Chazal tell us, b'ni chayim zonu la b'schus talim yisrael b'mazla, that children, how long you live, your parnasa is not dependent on your merits, not totally on your schus, but rather with your mazel. Well, Zeh Tzad Gamkin, Hushamr, this is also what Chazal said about Temlo Seitzu Ishm Pesach Beso Aboker, that by the Karban Pesach, right, in Yanni Diomar, we're now right near Pesach, Hashem said at the night of when they brought the Karban Pesach, remember they were supposed to put the blood on the door, and Hashem said, don't leave your houses. Why? Kivin Shnit Nereshos Lamashchis, Lechabil Inu Mavchim Bin Tzadik LaRasha. Because again, once there's a Gzera out there for a mass of destruction, when the Yetzirah is given the ability to destroy, he can't tell the difference between a tzaddik and a rasha. What does that mean? It's mazel. Once Hashem sent the mashkas to do a mass killing for some individual to be saved, they need a special schus. So if they stayed in the house like Hashem said and put blood on the door, they had a very special schus. But otherwise, they would have been killed. This answers the famous question of tzaddik v'ralo, rasha v'tovlo. How could it be that people wonder, how could it be that tzaddikim have bad things happen to them and rishayim have good things happen to them? Who, and that is, shilo hayu ashvayim anim shachim zelam atachtim kulim pratim, if everyone was affected in this world, if every individual had their own mazel, their own personal star that was for them. If each person had their own star that was miuchad for them, that through that star, through the ruchnius, I guess, that comes through that star, a person would get what they deserved. Then it would be surprising shocking that a person should not get what they deserve, that a tzaddik would get evil and a rasha would get good. But that's not the case. But the Ran says that's not the way the world works. The world works with general mazalas for the general world. and she yev shalom rishi yimashich mehem atov atamim v'yimashich mehem arelefamim. Can't be, it's not that it's always good, sometimes it's not good. Kasher nomar she yev shalashemesh shetevash latuas v'aperes l'techam roshi ish atov v'holich b'derech t'kufas tamas. So what that means is that, let's say there's a mazel that today should be a hot day, warm, sunny day. That's great if you want your vegetation to blossom. A nice hot day is good for that. Not good if you're traveling. Same thing with the rain. There's a mazel for it to be rain. Good for some people, bad for others. But it's a general hanhaga. It's raining. It's not going to rain on one person and not rain on the next. It's a general rain. So mazel has good for some, bad for others. Someone can get sick from mazel, which where it was good for all the plants to grow. Or if there's something bad happening in a certain place, when Hashem is sending something bad to a medina, it's not like there's a special thing out for each individual person. There's a famine. A famine affects everybody. It doesn't affect individuals. A tsunami. Things like that. Those are mass bad things, and sometimes they're mass good things. It's all part of mazel, because people are getting collective punishment or reward, and not specific. So then, people will lose if it's something bad, even if they're not fitting for punishment at that time. Unless the person is super tzaddik. We're never talking about a big tzaddik. A super tzaddik, Hashem doesn't let them be given over to such things. A regular person is subject to mazel, unless, again, they have super schusim. And there's a very important Ramban, if you get a chance, you should look it up, in Vayera, that says that Hashem says about Avram, ki yedativ l'mana sheyetzav ez banav v'nidei beso achrav. Hashem says, I know Avram, ki yedativ, that he would command his children to follow in my ways. And the Ramban there, there's an incredible Ramban there. He says, what does it mean, yedativ? He means, so the Ramban says it means, like v'yeda adam ezchav ez ishto, a strong connection. The yediyah there means, yedativ means Hashem is directly connected with him. So the Ramban says, most people are left to derech hateva, to nature. And only super tzaddikim, only someone like Avram, I was connected to directly. What does that mean? This is the same Ramban who in Parshas Bo famously says that everything that happens, even the smallest little thing in the world, it's all bashkacha pratis, and anyone who doesn't believe that has no connection. Ein lo chelik b'teras Hashem, he has no connection to Hashem's Torah if he doesn't believe that every last thing that happens in this world is bashkacha Hashem, with Hashem's guidance, providence, and control. So how can the same Ramban say in Parshas Vayera that people are given over to nature, to happenstance, to teva, to mikra? So the answer is presumably what we're reading here, that there's a thing called mazel. Everything is Hashem made everything happen. Hashem, for whatever reason, again, if you want, you can look in the Ramchal and Das Tunis to explain why Hashem wanted mazel. But there are such things called mazel, which are general collective things of collective famine, perhaps because a nation is collectively bad. But there are always going to be individuals who don't deserve it, and that's the tzaddik v'ralo. That's part of mazel, according to the Ran, and the person will get punished by it, even if they don't technically deserve it. Unless, like Avram, unless they have special schusim, or even not someone quite as high as Avram, they can, because someone like Avram has the actual mazel changed in their honor. So if Avram lived in that town, probably there wouldn't have been a famine to start with, or if there would, or if there would have been, it would have been because Hashem wants there to be a famine for Avram. But for a regular person, if a person davens and has special schusim, so the other way, where Hashem puts it in their heart to get out of there or somehow be saved from it, is more likely. Anyway, that's the Ramban in Vayera, very similar to this Ran. Okay, we are really in the middle of this idea, but it goes on for a while. I should just add that although we'll discuss this more fully next week, the Ran does, of course, point out that even if things sound like they don't make sense and they don't work out in this world, everything, of course, works out in the end, in Olam Haba. Okay, so we'll stop here and continue next time.